WrestleMania 2, but the world has come to. And now, Vince McMahon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the greatest sports entertainment spectacular of all time. Welcome
to Randomania. It's a podcast where we select a WrestleMania match
at random.
And then we talk about it. That's right, old wrestling.
Old boxing.
Yes, that's right. This Brad, you heard him there. This is my brother Matt. How you doing? It's a fine morning.
Hi, it's great to see your face and hear your voice. It's been a minute. Welcome us back. How you been?
Yeah, it's time. Sometimes we got to, I don't know, man, I just need a breather from it. As you could tell by the gaps were getting larger in the episode drops, you're starting to see even if you listen closely, you can be like, wow, he don't give a shit at all about this anymore. He better take a break.
Went a whole lot of drop-ins during that episode. Yeah, I think one of those things. So, yeah, we took a break because life happens too, man. Life happens.
Yeah. You got sick for like a month. You couldn't for talk. Real. So, like, I had my computer died for real, and, like, I got that working again. So, like, everything's back.
Well, let's go. Let's get back into it. And then we got to pick up where we left off before. So, you know, a fucking boxing match.
Yeah, but at least one that's noteworthy. What match was it, Matt?
Oh, by the way, it's match number 13 from WrestleMania 2, held on April 7th, 1986. This match hails from the Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale, New York, in front of 16,585 people. As I stated, it's a boxing match between Rowdy Roddy Piper and Mr. T, the actor, the bouncer, the loved, loves his mama, Mr. T.
Mr. T, the actor, as you put it correctly. You know, it's very much it's the beginning of WrestleMania, obviously. There's WrestleMania 2, and it set off that precedent right away that this was going to be Vince's idea of the crossover event where it is Hollywood and TV meets professional wrestling under the bright lights of WrestleMania, the biggest stage of the year. So he's always wanted, Cyndi Lauper, and he had all these celebrities at one. And, of course, two had a list of celebrities as well that was a little less known, but they were there.
but less known now. I couldn't say how. I know Joan Rivers was a thing back in 1986, yes. But I don't know who some of these other people were. I even had to look them up just to make sure. But yeah, he gets about 3-4 celebrities at WrestleMania 1 of pretty high standards, like Muhammad Ali and Billy Martin, Liberace and Cyndi Lauper. And then we cut to this, and we get people like Cab Calloway and Susan St. James and whoever the fuck Herb is.
Herb is the one I wanted to get to. Herb. Didn't look it up.
We'll get to that in a minute. I'll tell you who Herb is.
Okay, great. I can't wait to find out. So this was, you know, the main event of the New York metropolitan area portion of the main event, WrestleMania 2 was ambitious in the fact that it was being live broadcast from three locations. The Nassau Coliseum in Long Island, they were at the Rosemont Horizon in Chicago, and I think they're at the LA Forum or something. I don't know where they were.
Yep. And this was the first part of the three.
The boxing match between Roddy Piper and Mr. T was the main event of the Nassau Coliseum portion, which was interesting because then that ended and, like, the New York people that came to see WrestleMania saw an hour, and then it was over, and they had to watch TV for 2 hours or whatever.
Then they put the rest of the event up on the screen, but to their account, they did get pre-show matches. They got dark matches that the other places didn't really get, so.
There you go. So they had a longer show, and you wonder if the other ones had something. I don't know. I didn't look into it, but ambitious at the time.
Ambitious. They don't even do this now. They don't do three or two locations. Like, it's hard enough to do these days, and they did it in 1986, and I'm sure it had all kinds of issues, but to their account, I haven't really heard much of it, you know?
Right. So, while all accounts, it went off without a hitch, which is interesting, except for perhaps the card itself, because I think that suffered. The production was over the top, which meant the show itself ended up being not really worth rewatching, I guess. I realized as I was watching through it, like, I haven't really watched 2 very much.
There are not a whole lot of redeeming qualities at WrestleMania 2. The Battle Royal's fun, just because of who's in it. This match is notorious in the wrestling world because of the background of it. I mean, Hogan in a cage, and then the best match is probably the Bulldogs tag team title match. I think that comes out of Chicago. That's technically the Chicago main event, and that's the best match of the whole show. But, I mean, this portion, there's like 4 matches on the pay-per-view, like you said here. Like, yeah. It's an hour. And feels, for what it's worth, yeah. This is a letdown when you go back and watch it now, and it was a letdown when I watched it back then. So let's find out how the whole thing fucking started.
Yeah. So, I mean, like we said, Vince McMahon loves to have celebrity involvement, and somehow Mr. T got involved. I don't know if it's just because he was a TV star with muscles. I think that probably was part of it.
I think, yeah, because, obviously he was at WrestleMania 1 too, right? I didn't say his name for the list of celebrities, but he participated. He's in the main event. It's Hogan and Mr. T against Orndorff and Piper in the main event of WrestleMania 1. And, this is when A-Team was, like, a huge hit in the mid-80s, and Rocky 3 was out. He was Clubber Lang in that, and he was in a couple of other really shitty movies. And, like, Mr. T was just out there at this point. So, like, I think they just brought him in for a payday, and he wanted to play a wrestler, is what kind of got heat from Piper, and then it turned into that whole storyline thing from WrestleMania 1, because I think Mr. T and Hogan were friends, or did publicity together, or had the same agents, or something stupid, right? And now they cut to WrestleMania 2 a year later, and Piper's legit, doesn't like Mr. T, and now it's a whole fucking thing.
Yeah, he, from what I understand, got off the wrong foot with Mr. T right off the bat, and they never never liked each other. He didn't like Mr. T, Mr. T didn't like him back. He, like, touched his head or something, and there was a clause in the contract that you're not allowed to touch Mr. T. He didn't know that, but he came over and, like, touched his head or something, said,
squeezed his head, and I said, it was pretty soft.
And that set it off right away. You know how he is. And that set off the whole thing. Like, then they never, I don't think they ever made up, ever.
Right. Yeah, I don't think they ever did either. I think until Piper died, I think that he still didn't like him. Yeah, it was some weird backstage thing and something then about WrestleMania 1, him having to carry him and not, like, you know, the whole thing, like, why is he in the main event? You know, like, all these boys in the back worked hard, none of those guys are in the match. It's old-school wrestling mentality. Yeah, the feud continues from there.
Yeah, he's like, you know, I'll lose to Hogan, but I'm not losing the T because T's not going to be here tomorrow. Hogan is, you know.
Bingo.
So, anyway, he was there later. do you know why they decided to go with a boxing match at WrestleMania 2?
I do. So here's the whole build-up for this one particularly. So T's not sticking around. Like you said, he's gone. But he comes back in, like, spring of 86 to kind of re-get back into it because Mania's coming around, right? That's how they do it. And he wanted to be a boxer, though, and coming to be in a wrestler. He's like, but I'm a boxer because of the Rocky III thing. He's Clubber Lang. So he had a boxing match with Cowboy Bob Orton on Saturday Night's Main Event, July 1st, 86. And that didn't go very long because, like, Orton and Piper attacked Mr. T, and then that turned right there immediately into a storyline where it was a boxing match at WrestleMania 2. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's interesting because I just kind of watched and see the whole thing of the Mr. T versus Bob Orton boxing match from Saturday Night Main Event. I never knew it existed. Had no clue. Found it, and I was like, what the hell is this? So, yeah, it said it was aired on March 1st or something like that. The interesting thing of it is that at the end when they attack him, like, Piper pulls off his belt and just, like, whips the shit out of him.
Like, oh, I've never seen that.
Yeah, and like, he gets up, and he's super pissed. Jesse Ventura says,
looks to me like Roots 2, McMahon. What?
Oh no! Oh, yeah. That's not that doesn't look good.
That's bad.
So yeah, anyway, they did all the training segments. They both got trainer, like, Joe Frazier's hanging out with Mr. T, and Lou Duva's hanging out with fucking Roddy Piper, and they're getting trained as boxers. And Haiti Kidd's a friend of Mr. T because he's got a mohawk and he wants to look like him and all this shit. So they fucking abduct him after his match and put him on Piper's pit and shave his mohawk off. It's just getting heat on Piper because he needs it. You know what I mean?
Sure, like, and T's not there every week, so they got to do something to mess with him, so might as well mess with him.
Yeah, and if you think about it, that's 1986. That's the same shit that happens in 2022, you know? Somebody fucking shows up for a couple weeks, they do some quick heat, but they can't be there every week on television, so they grab their cronies or lackeys or buddies, and, you know, they the same fucking thing.
It's what The Miz does now every year, you know? He's got to work the program with a guy that's not there, and he carries the whole damn thing, and it becomes a hit. It's kind of impressive, actually. But yeah,
Piper, so we just compared Roddy Piper and The Miz, so that's how fucking good The Miz is. People don't realize that shit.
1,000%.
Yep. Yep. And here we are. We're at WrestleMania.
Yeah. We make it there. I put myself in the shoes of somebody who wasn't aware what was going to happen. Like, this is exciting, okay, right? You're going to see Roddy Piper and Mr. T in a boxing match. But at the same time, if I was, like, my age and a wrestling fan at the time, I'd be like, yeah, but it's Vince McMahon and wrestling. This isn't going to be up and up. There's no chance. There's no chance it's going to be on the up.
Yeah, because the Heat, you're like, oh, man, they really hate each other. That's been out there. Like, that, it's been out in the public that these guys legit don't like each other on TV nor backstage or anywhere else. So, you know, like, dudes are like, I want to see these guys beat the shit out of each other. But it is still a pro wrestling match. Let's see what's going to happen here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah. And that's kind of what you get. Howard Finkel in the ring to do the announcements, which I thought was cool. But he brings in Joan Rivers to be the special guest ring announcer.
Yeah. Who's... Didn't
square
you call
peg
him,
in a round hole.
Did you call him Funny Man Bob Orton?
The ace comedy funny man, Mr. Bob Orton.
Ace Cowboy Orton.
That's like, pretty funny, actually. But there's judges. Because it's a boxing match, there are judges, so they get introduced. Right. They got Chocolate Thunder, Daryl Dawkins, known for breaking backboards there.
Yeah, I knew him. That was a good one. I was like, okay.
Cab Calloway, the fucking... Scat guy, the fucking singing dude from like the 50s.
Yeah, like,
he's
Cab
like almost
Calvin.
Dead here. And a fucking judge from the Watergate trial fucking 15 years before this, Gordon Liddy.
G. Gordon Liddy, a judge from the Watergate trial, legit. I was like, okay, you and I got some judges. Good job. You literally did. Got
like, come on, man. And your special guest timekeeper is Herb.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Herb.
Herb. So who's Herb?
I gotta hear who you think Herb is. Let's just see where your mind goes. It's 1986.
I assume he
Who's
was
Herb?
A side character in a movie that was only popular for a year. That's the only thing I can think of.
Incorrect. I'll give you a little bit of other hint. So you know who the Where's the Beef Lady? You know what that is, the Where's the Beef
yes.
Lady?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So the Where's the Beef Lady is at one of the WrestleMania. It's either WrestleMania 1 or WrestleMania 2 where she's like a ring announcer. It might even be WrestleMania. I think it's one of the other places at WrestleMania 2, but I don't fucking know.
Okay.
So there's your hint. Where's the Beef Lady promotion.
So he
company.
Must be in a commercial?
Okay, in a commercial.
Okay.
Same type, same industry.
Oh, so what was he like for like McDonald's or Wendy's or
Burger King. It's a Burger King promotion.
He's a
Herb
King
is
promotion.
A Burger King promotion where if, of all the Burger Kings around the country, you can fucking if you go to the Burger King and you find a Herb, you'll win something.
Really?
Yeah, and Herb is at WrestleMania.
Okay.
Stupid. But I mean, whatever. Burger King probably paid to have the guy there. So like you know, it works.
I actually love it. I think it's better. I think it's great. Because, you know, that's,
I don't know,
you know, super topical to the time. Like, if you had somebody like...
In 1986.
Special guest timekeeper is fucking Jake from State Farm. You're like, hey, it's Jake from State Farm. That's kind of fun, you know?
Legit. That's really the same type of fucking thing. Boom. That's and they that's 100%. 100 per fucking cent. Oh, there you go. That's fucking Herb. So, fucking Joan Rivers...
I didn't know
who he was either. I had to look it up. That's what Wikipedia told me this morning. So there you go. Yeah, but now I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
It's a good get. We got 10 rounds of boxing, Joan Rivers tells us. And then our referee is Jack Lutz, who's just a wrestling referee. Who's been in the WWF for like 10 fucking years at this point.
He looked like a boxing ref, though.
He looked like a boxing guy, and he sounded like one. He might, and for all we know, maybe he was one.
He's
an older fella here. He probably fucking did.
Yeah.
Piper's out with the most spectacular robe that you're ever going to see a wrestler, a boxer wear. It's just all that plaid like he would have on his kilt, and it's like the whole robe, same thing. It's beautiful. I would have given that, own that thing. Conrad Thompson needs to find that thing.
That's something we need to find. I was also thinking during the match, I was thinking to you too, it was like, there's got to be like a special edition Roddy Piper in the WrestleMania 2 boxing gear, like, wrestling figure, don't you think? That would be a good one.
I think there probably is. I think there probably would have to be.
I think that would be really a good variant.
Something tells me that there is a Mr. T WrestleMania 2 figure, so they had to make a Piper one.
Yeah.
But anyway, out with Roddy Piper is Cowboy Bob Orton and Lou Duva, who is a legendary boxing coach. He's been our father tried to go and have me get Lou Duva, I think it was Lou Duva's autograph at one point, because he was in the UP for like a boxing event through the USOEC, and I'm pretty sure he sent me with a pen and paper down to the railing to get the dude's autograph, and I chickened out, and Dad got mad at me. There's a little fun story about that guy.
That's good. I remember that. I vaguely
remember. On the same token, he sent me down there because he was too much of a chicken to go and do it himself. So, yeah, in hindsight, you know, so who's the real chicken here, you fuck? Anyway, sorry, Dad. And then Joan Rivers is going way too slow because Roddy Piper's already coming out before she even introduces Mr. T's out before she even introduces Roddy Piper. So T's out with fucking Smoking Joe Frazier, legendary boxer, the Haiti Kid, and some other dude. Yeah.
I was like, Joe Frazier. I was like, for real? I was like, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and young-looking Joe Frazier, because, you know, he was still pretty spry at this time. He'd not been, it's not like he'd been retired for long. If he was even retired, I couldn't even tell you. For all I know, the dude's still rolling.
Feels like
a Haiti Kid out there. And then one thing I wanted to bring up, which is why I bring up all those names, is fucking how huge Cowboy Bob is compared to everybody else in the ring. Did you notice that?
No, but, I mean, in knowing that he's a big old dude,
There's one shot where he's kind of like floating in and out of the camera view on the right side when they're squaring off and they're telling the rules. And Cowboy Bob's like 5 inches taller than almost everybody except for Piper, who's only a couple inches taller than all the other dudes. Cowboy Bob, man, fucking wrestlers in the 80s.
Yeah.
Big bastard.
He's a giant kid, too.
no shit. So they give the rules, but there's nothing really too much to talk about there, I don't think.
No. What I did like in that part was that Piper is just talking right to him. He's like, what are you going to do, huh? Come on, we're right here. And then he's like, look at me. Come on, look right at me. You look at me when I'm talking to you, boy. You look at me. And so then, like, he finally does, and he headbutts him. I was like, ooh, let's fucking go. It's going to be
match. That was part of the rules thing. Good call. That was called. Yeah, and then they, here we go, round one's going to be off to a bang, but I want to get into something before that. Do you know Roddy Piper, they made him tape his fists closed and put the gloves over the top of them? You know, because if you put on boxing gloves, your fingers should curl over that part, curl over, so you're actually using gloves to punch somebody. But if your glove's in a fist inside of the boxing gloves, all that pad from the finger spots gets, that's a pretty legendary story. You knew that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Of course, he mentioned it multiple times in interviews. He couldn't do nothing. Was really what he was saying,
they did that because they're worried about Piper beating the shit out of Mr. T on fucking national pay per view is what they were worried about.
Yeah,
this is the first WrestleMania actually on pay per view because WrestleMania 1's closed circuit. This is the first Mania that actually did pay per view. So anyway.
Well, I mean, though later, Piper told him that Vince asked him, why didn't you knock his ass out? And he said, why didn't you tell me I could? So, because, like, you know what I mean? Because, like, I would have if I knew I could. So, anyway.
Oh, could you imagine?
Yeah. So, anyway. I know, that right?
So great.
Missed opportunity. But who knows? Maybe he was just with him, too. And Vince fucking with people. You know how he is.
Especially Piper.
Yeah.
Fun thing, too. Piper was a boxer. Like, before Roddy Piper was a wrestler, he was a bare knuckle and actual boxer in Canada. So this dude can throw hands more than the bouncer Mr. T was, because Mr. T is known to be a bouncer, not a boxer like Piper.
Right, and that's the funny thing is in the commentary, they're like, you know, he's Piper out of his element here in this sort of battle. I was like, no, he is not.
He is not. You see how fast his fists are flying without making any real contact? Like, come on, dude. Like, if this is a real fight, I put my money on Piper all day long.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Lots of breaks here. Round one has just a ton of breaks, and it just sucked. And all they did was just push each other, and it sucked.
If I know anything about this being a staged boxing match, I'm pretty sure T was, like, in retrospect, supposed to win that round. Like, he was supposed to get more shots in, just because the way Piper came out in round two firing, that it was sort of pretty even, and you couldn't really say what was going to happen, like, as we went into round three, and then it all went to shit. So, spoiler alert, but getting ahead of myself, but, like, it feels...
Yeah, because I always thought round one was, like, there was them just kind of, being on the same page and no one getting advantage of the other one and feeling them out was kind of what I always thought. Yeah. And then round two, dirty tactics, and round three, the comeback, and then, the finish is kind of what I always pitted as. But anyway, round one sucks. But there's trash talking, though, like, after the round ends, he's just yelling at T in the corner.
Yeah, Piper keeps going. I think he gets a cheap shot after the bell. He goes up and gets in his face during the minute break and all that. Yeah, round two, though, different story. Piper is, like, beating the shit out of him. I don't know if I remember this correctly.
Big flurry of punches, yeah. They're like, he's not really making great contact because of the glove thing, but he's, like, just a flurry of punches, and T gets knocked down, and he's, like, does, like, they do a standing eight count with the guy. And, yeah. But you can tell Mr. T is legit blown up at this point, though.
The crowd is getting on Piper's side. That's the other thing. You probably
they're
can't
already
even
with Piper. Yep,
they're starting to chant his name at this point, and they're like, okay.
Uh-oh. Yep, and that'll be a lot of what leads into what I talk about when we talk about the aftermath and what happens after this shit. But yeah, Piper, tides are turning here. Crowd's really seeing liking Piper because like they feel the same shit too. Fuck T coming in here rolling with this shit. This is New York, bro. We don't fucking put up with that, you know.
And Piper just kind of put a waylay on him and put him to a knee. So like, let's go, Piper. He's kind of our dude, you know.
That round ends too. The fucking Piper gets another shot, punches him in the back of the head.
Yeah,
T's chilling in the corner, and Bob Orton throws the bucket of fucking water at his corner. So that was a nice touch.
Just most of the shenanigans that happened were between the bells and stuff like that, or before it and stuff, or right after, I guess. But like, you know, not during the actual boxing. There was a little bit of it, but it's hard to like get away with that.
Sports entertainment. The ref, like,
yeah, but all the entertainment was coming between the belts, throwing the water and shit and everything, spraying the water.
That's the entertainment. That's the entertainment part of the sports entertainment. Round three is all Mr. T. Just fucking T, just now doing the exact same thing that Piper was doing, but it looked a little weak. He was blown up, dude. He's so fucking tired they can't even raise their arms up. Yeah. But Piper just sits in the corner forever and just sits there looking all like he's lost his days. And his corner dudes are just screaming at him to get his ass up. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
But Piper gets rocked and then rolls out of the ring. I mean, he gets rocked as far as what, you know, when I say he gets rocked. I get quotations.
He missed.
And rolls out of the ring. Yeah, because he totally missed.
The true story is he fucking missed the big hook. The big hook.
He missed.
And then when he went to go into the ropes, he couldn't hook the ropes because his hands were his knife.
Yeah, he couldn't grab it.
He couldn't grab the ropes, so he went straight out.
And that fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, piss poor planning. Now T's talking shit too, though. At least he's getting into it a little bit and doing some crowd shit or work, because got to get some heat going here. And then fucking Roddy Piper throws a goddamn stool at Mr. T.
Yeah, as hard as he can. He said he had to get something going. So he just did what he had to do. He just chucked the stool as hard
as
he could.
And he can't grip his hand around the handle, so he just wraps it around his wrist and just fucking whips it at him.
Lands right at his feet, and you can kind of tease. He's like, what the hell? Like, what are you doing?
Then round four officially starts, and now they're just doing big haymakers, just big right hands back and forth, and now we're definitely into the wrestling part of the boxing match, you know what I mean? And they're both rocking each other, and they make their mouthpieces fly out of their mouths, each of them respectively, after a shot. And Susan St. James and Vince McMahon on headsight are fucking trying to make it sound the thing, but Susan St. James is like, I got more personality in the fucking Gatorade bottle than she does in her whole fucking body from the wrestling match.
I know, that's...
And Vince is trying so hard.
Susan St. James is, like, I guess compounding the problems. But, yeah, it's certainly not helping.
Vince is trying so hard to try to, like, make it seem like a thing, and it's just really bad. Yeah. It's just bad. Poor Vinnie Mac. But you know who Susan St. James is? Because we had another segment for WrestleMania 2 from here before, and we had to talk about who Susan St. James was. Do you remember who she is?
I think she's on, like, The Bold and the Beautiful or something.
Something like that, but more importantly, she is Dick Ebersol's wife.
Oh, Dick Ebersol's wife. Well, there you go.
Dick Ebersol, who brought Saturday Night's Main Event to NBC and helped produce WrestleMania 2, 3, there you go. Get her a payday.
That's wild times, but not surprising. Also, it sucked, though, and I think they learned the lesson on that. You gotta have somebody who knows what they're talking about on commentary. Like, you should have had learning lessons about happening.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, hear it the whole time. They should have brought, like, a boxing announcer in or something for it. I don't know, you got celebrities anyway. Just give somebody a payday? I don't fucking know.
I don't know. At least Vince could have done it. I mean, Vince, obviously, he knew what he was talking about. He's a good commentator.
He's a storyteller.
Yeah, and I know he can do boxing, because he knows boxing, you know what I mean? He knows all that stuff, so he was fine.
Exactly. Yeah, the Piper then pushes the referee down and body slams Mr. T, and that's the end of the goddamn thing. So Mr. T wins by disqualification at 13 minutes and 14 seconds, if we're talking in wrestling terms, from bell to bell, 13-14.
Yeah.
And it's just a big pull apart for, like, the next 5 minutes with everybody just kind of them trying to go back at each other and, you know, so kind of getting at each other. Yeah,
he gets back at him at one point, you know, Piper clears, gets the free, and gets right to him, but, yeah, it's just a pull-apart, like you said, and it's a nothing burger, and that's the end of that, and it cuts off, and it goes to Chicago.
Yeah.
We moved to the Chicago portion of the event. So, yeah, that's it. And then, you know, later in the event, between some of the matches in Chicago, they came back to the Long Island.
Nassau.
There is an interview with Piper. Did you see it? Have you seen it? Do you remember it?
I'm sure I have seen it, but yeah, I did not watch later, it today.
I happened to be scrolling through the scroll bar, and I was like, hey, that's Piper. So I clicked and watched it. It was pretty good.
It
pretty much just summarized it. It's good. Yeah, it's Piper being Piper, so it's worth it.
Oh, want to hear it?
Yeah, let's put it in.
All right, Gorilla, thank you very much. We have here Rowdy Roddy Piper, and I must say your conduct was something less than becoming as far as an athlete is concerned.
See, I didn't understand, obviously. I didn't. If I wanted to come for a picnic tea, I would have packed the lunch. I come to fight, and just as I'm getting into the fighting, you have all, you know, you and Perry obviously come from the same mold because you both cheat. I saw Perry pulling John Studd over like that. I saw T rubbing his head, rubbing them gnarly bristles inside my eyes, but nothing he could do could hurt me. There's nothing I said. If he can knock me out, I will retire. I have fight after fight after fight left, and I don't have to cut my hair like an Indian, and I don't have to dye myself black. And I saw you coming in with Joe Frazier in a nice little kilt. Joe Frazier, I never seen you look better in your entire life the waist down.
Susan, a comment, please.
Well, I don't know, Roddy. That sounds like a bunch of blarney to me.
Aren't I the handsomest thing you ever
heard? Here we go back to the replay. You take a look at it for yourself. And here you will see you blatantly pushing the referee. Obviously, you felt at this juncture that you were losing the matchup. You were losing the fight. Look at this. A blatant shove of the referee.
I wasn't losing nothing. He kept sticking his nose in my business. I come to fight T. I end up having to fight the entire Nassau. He didn't look too sharp there, did he? I like the way he drops on his head. It's too bad I dropped him on his head, because dropping him on his head really doesn't do a lot of damage. That's why Duva had me going mostly for the body. Did you notice the way I was stepping on his tongue as I was boxing him, causing me to slip all over the place? Did you notice the way that there was nothing left to tee, how they were holding him and carrying him out, and the big tear in his eye?
The irascible Rowdy Roddy Piper. Let's take you now, ladies and gentlemen, back to Chicago and Mean Gene Okerlund.
You didn't hear it, but you'll hear it later.
Well, I'll go out and try and watch it after this here now. So, just sure. Real quick kind of thing, then what happens after this mania. So, Piper's gone. Piper only films, like, I guess they had already taped some Piper's Pits with other people on it to keep him on TV for a few weeks. And then he takes even more weeks off. He's gone till August. And when he comes back in August of 86, he's a babyface. Mm-hmm. So, to play on what you were saying about him getting cheered at 2, he is a babyface because he starts that feud with Adrian Adonis to go over the Piper Adonis thing that we've had here on Randomania. Check the archives on iHeartRadio and Mutes and fucking Apple Podcasts.
But it's a good one.
It's probably pretty great. But yeah, Mr. T does some work with WCW, actually, later on, like in the underground, whenever fucking Hogan shows up. So like 94-ish, 95, he does some stuff with Hogan and WCW. I mean, but the tread's worn off that Mr. T tire by that point. Like 94, he ain't doing shit. So, but nonetheless, he is a WWE Hall of Famer.
He is one of the most long-winded acceptance speeches in history.
His mama.
It just... being miserable. That was the same year Warrior went in. It was like, oh my god, they all just drone on for like 6 hours. That's why they have time limits on that shit now.
Yeah. And Piper, of course, went in 05. That's much sooner, which he's deserving. He went, his class is one of the best classes ever, because it was like Mean Gene, Orton, Nikolai, Sheik, Hogan, Piper, Orndorff, and somebody else, all in the same goddamn class. Like, holy fuck, dude. That's Orton, all in the same fucking class. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, you know, like the 20-year anniversary of one, so.
Yeah, because they did it around that time. Yeah, it was actually, they did it in 05, but, like, close enough, you know what I'm saying? So,
well,
pretty cool.
85 so, to 05, 20 years anyway.
Yeah, that works. Good call. That's 20 years, 85, 05, sure, there you go. I was just going from this WrestleMania, suck a dick. You can rate it first, because I don't know whose turn it is. I just want to know what you're going to say.
Okay, I'll rate it first. I'm going to give it... it's tough, man, because, like, with an open mind, it isn't the end of the... It's, like, not the end of the world. But as it is, it's, like, pretty bad. Like, it's, like, a shitty boxing match, a staged boxing match. So, I don't know, 2. I'm going 2, which feels high. but I'm going to say 2. Because it's... It has name value. It was the main event of 2, the first portion of 2. It was... You knew people were excited about it. It probably was a letdown afterwards. 2's high, man. I got a 1.5. I'm going to go 1.5 without anybody thinking about anything else. Because the more I think about it, like, it's not... It's really shit, though, ultimately.
It's really so, not good. Like, honest to goodness. Like, what? So here... So when we got it, when we got the match that came up, we were like, oh, okay, at least we'll have shit to talk about during this match. And we did. And if you're a wrestling fan, it's probably shit you've heard 10 times. And if you're not into it as deep as we are, I hope you learn something this time, because we actually had some knowledge into the background of a match and some backstage stuff. So that was fun to talk about, but that was what was fun to talk about it. Not because of the actual match or the boxing or... It's not good. It's really bad. And I don't... I never pictured myself ever wanting to watch that ever again, and then this came up. And now I don't... Now we've had it, and we'll never need to talk about it for this fucking podcast. And I'm happy about that, because it's a fucking piece of shit. But it's Roddy Piper, so it's a 1.5. It's all the shit in between them. Actual boxing is the reason to watch this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think the only thing that gives it anything is its historical significance, right?
And the story behind it.
Yeah.
The story leading into it.
You which know? Was, like they had an era, a little bit of legitimacy, which you don't often see in this business, you know what I'm saying? So,
business.
Wrestling. Anyway, so that's why I say 1.5. What'd you say?
1.5.
Okay.
With me. All right. Yeah, 1.5. I was initially thinking 1, and you said 2. I was like, that, okay, I hear it. We'll compromise at a 1.5 each. I think that's the easiest way to go.
Yeah. It's a 1.5, but like a strong 1.5. that's that, I guess.
So that was that match. Hey, we got to pick one for next time.
We do have to pick one for next time.
Because there will be a next time. We're going to pick a fucking number between 0 and 388, because there are 388 matches on the main cards of all WrestleManias. Even the weird shit ones like this one. Even though it's a boxing match. Doesn't matter, because there's another boxing match later. And a sumo match. Maybe we'll get that next time. What the fuck? We're going to pick a number between 0 and 388. If we get 0, we get to pick whatever the fuck we want. And it doesn't have to be. It has to be WrestleMania related. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. It's been a minute. I don't know. Uh-huh. Oh, 289. Sounds familiar. Like, I feel we might have had this before.
289 is the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal from...
WrestleMania 30. WrestleMania 30, the first time they ever did it.
It is 30, yeah.
This I know who wins this.
So do I. It's right on the damn list.
Oh, really? Because I took it off. On my list.
Yeah, this is an old, outdated list. I'm glad it wasn't higher than 31, because I would have not. Anyway.
I'll send you this updated list.
I have it somewhere.
They put a lot of dudes in this because it was the first year they did the Andre thing. So, like, this is a pretty stacked Battle Royal. Because it's basically everybody that's in the company. Yes. But there was some big names in it for sure that, you know, like... are legit stars at this time that just don't have a Mania match. So we can talk about that stuff and all the... a lot of people to talk about, really, if we wanted to. Some people that we may never get to talk about on the show ever again.
And our first WrestleMania 30 match.
And our first... Really?
Yep.
No kidding, eh?
Yep, first one.
Are you sure?
Yep.
List is outdated.
My list is outdated.
Yeah, right. we've never had one. That's from pretty that sure WrestleMania. Yeah, we have not.
I like that.
I mean, there's not very many from that pay-per-view anyway. There's only like 7 matches. Because everybody else is in this fucking Battle Royal.
Yeah, right. So we get to see literally everybody. That's good. So we have a lot to talk about.
To see like Zack Ryder and shit.
Yeah. This is the era in which Zack I know Ryder everybody too, so that helps. Yeah.
This is WrestleMania.
This is a good one. All right.
Okay. Cool. Well, save for that next time. But hey, if you want to know when that's going to come out, you should probably go on social media and find us at Random Mania Podcast on Facebook, Random Mania Podcast on Instagram, Random Mania Pod on Twitter. Don't do that. It sucks. We never use it. I might get a Random Mania Pod TikTok going. I don't know how I'm going to do that. Just like me watching wrestling or something. I don't know. We'll figure that shit
just
out.
Just you dancing to wrestling themes.
Wrestling themes? People dig on that. That's an actual thing.
If you just do like just the dance. Come on, do the entrances. You can be a TikTok star. Just make sure it's under Random Mania Podcast.
Exactly. We'll see how that goes. No promises. So,
good luck.
But when it comes to this show,
It's fucking over. And I want to congratulate Mr. T. Because Mr. T, you won a boxing
match.
You
thought you'd never say.
You're 2-0.
At a WrestleMania.
2-0 at WrestleMania. 2-0. How many? Like, there's doesn't like nobody else. You're one of the select few with a 100% winning percentage at WrestleMania, which is nice.
It's nice for you.
It's really good. Like, I have to play, I was also thinking too. Now I have to play like the Mr. T's music, which is
Mr. T has music.
Exactly. So let's find out what happens.
Dude, it's just gonna be the A. It's just gonna be the A team theme.
Come on, quit spoiling it.
find the Clubber Lang Rocky III theme.
You know what? That's pretty funny. I'll see what I can do. But as far as for this episode, Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Sometime soon, this man could walk into your life and make you a millionaire. This man is Herb. Now that Herb loves the Whopper, he's visiting a Burger King in every state. Study the Herb poster, because the first person to spot Herb in each restaurant wins $5,000, and everybody there gets a chance at a million and a free Whopper and Pepsi. Spot Herb at Burger King and win $5,000 and a chance at a million.